96.9 WBZH and 101.1 WHSM, Hayward's home for real news and great conversation. Here's your daily news roundup.
For Muskie 101 News, I'm Maddie Schaefer. The Sawyer County Board has rejected a proposal that would have changed who can speak during public comment at county meetings. The change would have limited public comment to Sawyer County residents and to topics listed on the meeting agenda. Non-residents or anyone wanting to comment on something not on the agenda would have had to submit their comments in writing. Those in favor of the change pointed out the county is not legally required to offer a public comment period at the beginning of board and committee meetings. Others argued the restrictions would shut out non-residents who own property and pay taxes in Sawyer County and discourage people from taking part in local government. District 10 Supervisor Chuck Van Etten voted against the proposal, calling it a slippery slope.
There's a reason we have the doors open. There's a reason we don't lock the doors, whether we like the comment or not, and whether they voted for us or not has no bearing. We're a courthouse. We need to be open and we need to listen to what people have to say.
The proposal ultimately failed 4-10 earlier this month. That leaves the current policy in place, allowing residents and non-residents to speak on agenda and non-agenda topics. The board also discussed the absence of District 15 Supervisor John Minto, who has missed required board and committee meetings for months. County Legal Counsel Rebecca Roker recommended sending Minto a letter asking him to formally resign.
If at that point there's still no response from the supervisor, I would recommend that the board proceed with the removal procedures that are set forth in the statute.
The board also voted to remove Minto from the Health and Human Services Board and Zoning Committee. District 4 Supervisor Stacy Hessel was moved from the Economic Development Committee to fill Minto's spot on the Zoning Committee. The Health and Human Services vacancy is expected to be addressed next month. The County Board of Supervisors is slated to meet again Thursday, September 17th at 5 p.m. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources says piping plovers nested at Wisconsin Point in Superior this summer for the first time in nearly 50 years. The endangered shorebirds had not been documented nesting in the St. Louis River estuary since 1977. The pair nested in habitat created specifically for the birds at the Wisconsin Point Bird Sanctuary. The $4.5 million restoration project used material dredged from the Duluth Superior Harbor to create 14 acres of nesting and feeding habitat. DNR St. Louis River Coordinator Matt Steiger called the nest a significant milestone and says the project shows how groups can work together to restore endangered species habitat in a working harbor. Wisconsin Point is now one of four sites in the state where piping plovers nested this year, joining the Apostle Islands and two sites in Lower Green Bay. The DNR says across Wisconsin, 12 breeding pairs produce 14 chicks that fledged in the wild, with another four raised in captivity. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is offering up to $150,000 in grants to help bring electronics recycling to underserved parts of the state. The funding is available to businesses, local and tribal governments, and nonprofit organizations that want to start a permanent electronics collection site or host a one-day recycling event between October of this year and the end of 2027. The DNR says many electronics, including televisions, computers, and cell phones, can't legally be thrown in the trash under Wisconsin's electronics recycling law. They say priority will go to counties that don't already have a permanent East Cycle Wisconsin collection site open to the public. In northern Wisconsin, that includes Iron, Price, Taylor, and Forest counties. Applications for the grants are due by 5 p.m. on August 31st. More information can be found on the Wisconsin DNR's East Cycle Wisconsin webpage. For Muskie 101 News, I'm Maddie Schaefer. Now a look at Northwoods News. I'm Maddie Schaefer. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources says piping plovers nested at Wisconsin Point in Superior this summer for the first time in nearly 50 years. The endangered shorebirds had not been documented nesting in the St. Louis River estuary since 1977. The pair nested in habitat created specifically for the birds at the Wisconsin Point Bird Sanctuary. The $4.5 million restoration project used material dredged from the Duluth Superior Harbor to create 14 acres of nesting and feeding habitat. DNR St. Louis River coordinator Matt Steiger called the nest a significant milestone and says the project shows how groups can work together to restore endangered species habitat in a working harbor. Wisconsin Point is now one of four sites in the state where piping plovers nested this year, joining the Apostle Islands and two sites in Lower Green Bay. The DNR says across Wisconsin, 12 breeding pairs produce 14 chicks that fledged in the wild, with another four raised in captivity. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is offering up to $150,000 in grants to help bring electronics recycling to underserved parts of the state. The funding is available to businesses, local and tribal governments, and nonprofit organizations that want to start a permanent electronics collection site or host a one-day recycling event between October of this year and the end of 2027. The DNR says many electronics, including televisions, computers, and cell phones, can't legally be thrown in the trash under Wisconsin's electronics recycling law. They say priority will go to counties that don't already have a permanent E-Cycle Wisconsin collection site open to the public. In northern Wisconsin, that includes Iron, Price, Taylor, and Forest counties. Applications for the grants are due by 5 p.m. on August 31st. More information can be found on the Wisconsin DNR's E-Cycle Wisconsin webpage. For Northwoods News, I'm Maddie Schaefer.
For Civic Media News, I'm Connie Feldman. The NFL has sidelined Packers running back Josh Jacobs while criminal charges against him move through the court. Jacobs is now on the commissioner's exempt list, so he cannot practice or attend games with Green Bay. He was charged Thursday with misdemeanor battery and criminal damage to property following a May arrest. Jacobs denies the accusations. His lawyers say he intends to return to the Packers and the NFL after the review is finished. Two teenage boys died Saturday when their car went off the road and hit a tree in Marinette County. Marinette Sheriff deputies say the crash happened shortly before 11 p.m. on County Highway G east of Crivitz. They say the teen driver lost control on a curve, went into a ditch, and hit a tree. The sheriff's office identified the driver as 16-year-old Landon England from Menominee, Michigan. 17-year-old Princeton Welty from Crivitz was also killed in the crash. A nationwide bench warrant has been issued for an Eau Claire woman who failed to appear at her sentencing hearing on charges of child neglect. Civic Media's James Kelly has more.
According to court documents, 36-year-old Tony Hammonds was scheduled to appear in court on August 28th for sentencing after pleading no contest to four counts of chronic neglect of a child as party to a crime. An investigation was launched after school employees reported malnourishment concerns with her four children. Their step-parent, Mary Bentley Oram, was also sentenced to over 4 years in prison in October. I'm James Kelly for Civic Media News.
Online court records show an attorney has had periodic contact with Hammonds in the last week. More state tax money than expected could leave Wisconsin with a nearly $3 billion surplus. However, there's still no agreement on how to use it. New figures show tax collections rose 3.4% from the year before and came in about 2% higher than projected. Republican budget leaders say they want to revisit tax relief and property tax help, along with the support for schools. 75 veterans who served during the global war on terror are back home in Wisconsin after a four-day Mission of Healing retreat. The veterans left the Fox Valley last Thursday to tour the 9/11 Memorial and Museum in New York, along with the Freedom Tower and Statue of Liberty. Organizers say the trip is a chance for veterans to reflect on their own service while sharing the bond that comes with those who've lived through some of the same experiences. The trip is offered at no cost to veterans as a way to celebrate the veterans and their families, organizers say, while helping them find a healthier path forward. Heavy rain on Saturday brought IndyCar's only doubleheader of the season to a halt at the Milwaukee Mile on Saturday. Intensifying rain forced drivers off the track on lap 90. Race 1 was delayed further by storms yesterday morning, but did eventually resume, and drivers completed both races yesterday. That Saturday soaker was a precursor to a hot and humid weather pattern setting in across our state. National Weather Service forecasters say it'll be hot and stormy over the next few days in much of Wisconsin. Temps are expected to be in the upper 80s and 90s with chances for scattered afternoon and evening storms. More details coming up in weather. And that's your state news update. I'm Connie Feldman for Civic Media News.
It's the Cubs and the Brewers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, where the Brewers opening a four-game series tonight at Wrigley Field against the Cubs. Milwaukee with an eight-game lead over Chicago heading into tonight's game, and yet the crew still not a favorite in the postseason. Manager Pat Murphy.
People like to say we're the underdogs. Well, that's fine. We're just trying to say we have to play a certain way. The expectation can't be, well, we got a better record than them, so we're better at this, this, and this. We have to play a certain way, and yeah, it'll be a great opportunity, great environment.
The Cubs losing at home last night to the Reds 7-5. Cubs manager Craig Counsell.
Three home runs are going to kill you in a start. I mean, that's just too many. You're not having a good start if you give up three home runs. You got to limit that part of the game.
NFL, the Packers made some trades at the deadline yesterday to form a 53-man roster. They added running back Caleb Johnson from the Steelers and tight end Mark Redman from the Rams. They gave up quarterback Kyle McCord to the Dolphins for a future sixth-round pick. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Partly to mostly cloudy today. We'll get to around 87 for a high this afternoon. A little muggy today, and then tonight mostly clear with a low dropping into the upper 50s to low 60s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high of 85. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your Hayward News Roundup from WBZH and WHSM. Find more news anytime at WBZH.fm/news. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.